This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net. Jim, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Hey, good morning. We are seeing a little bit of green on the screen, a little bit off the highs, but we are still positive. I would say the key word today is weather, Mark. We've kind of got a weather play going on. In the wheat, we're up a little bit on some bitter cold temperatures hitting the plains of this upcoming weekend, and that's giving a little bit of boost to the wheat. On the corn and bean side, it is Argentina. Right now, they're saying 75% of the corn and beans are likely to turn increasingly dry over the next 10 days, potentially as just not a lot of rains in the forecast and a little bit of heat in there. And that's just enough to put a little bit of weather play into the market, not enough to go crazy because there's still time for those crops to develop. And there's, you know, we've had overall pretty good conditions so far, but maybe a little weather play coming in. The other thing supporting the grain market a little bit is the U.S. dollar. It is weakening again after kind of a pretty rough day yesterday. The dollar gets weaker. That does make us a little bit more competitive on the world front. On the corn, we are the cheapest corn in the world, so exports should remain robust on the corn front. On the bean front, with this monster Brazilian crop coming down the pipe as we speak, Mark, we are not the cheapest beans in town, so that will be a limiting factor on the bounce in the bean market.
And speaking of the bean side and those exports, we know that China has now hit that 12 million metric ton number. Is that 25 million metric ton number still in play for that next phase?
They say it is. We'll see. I mean, I'm a little bit skeptical.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Start your weekend with insight and inspiration on Weekend Ag Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every week we bring you an in-depth look at the top ag stories with a recap of the week's biggest headlines. Join us for long-format interviews with industry leaders and policymakers, giving you insights you won't hear anywhere else. And don't miss our faith-based segment with Russ Parker, Food for Thought, offering a perspective that helps bring clarity and focus to our lives. Make Weekend Ag Matters part of your weekend routine. Tune in every weekend on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
March corn up 2.25 at 426 even. March soybeans up 11.25 at 1064.25. March soybean meal up 220 at 293.80. March soybean oil up 64 cents at 53.20. Chicago wheat up 1.75 at 5.12. Minneapolis wheat is up 4 cents at 5.66. Kansas City hard red wheat up a penny at 5.24 even. On the Merck, February live cattle down $1.10 at 231.28. March feeder cattle down $1.33 at 356.35. February lean hogs down 13 cents at 87.73. Class 3 milk up 13 cents at 15.39. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.